Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. Today is your episode for Friday, November 16th. And man, did we get a LeBron James sighting on Wednesday in the Lakers' victory against the Portland Trail Blazers in Staples Center. 44 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists, 1 assist shy of a 40-point triple-double. LeBron James, he was making threes from Rancho Cucamonga. He was driving in, dishing it out. He was doing everything the Lakers needed to get victories, a fantastic performance. And on top of that, he just passed Wilt Chamberlain for fifth on the all-time NBA scores list. That's right, LeBron James now fifth in all-time scoring in the NBA, passing the great Wilt Chamberlain. That is one heck of an accomplishment. And when you look at who he has left to possibly try to jump over, Michael Jordan is next, and he's only a few hundred points away, which means there's a very, very good chance, barring injury, that LeBron James will pass Michael Jordan this season and be fourth on the all-time scores list. Of course, we'll let you know when that happens. That is definitely exciting. Kobe Bryant, it's a stretch. It's a stretch. He could potentially pass him this season. I think more realistically, you're looking for next season that LeBron James could pass Kobe Bryant. And it's crazy because he could pass him while wearing a Lakers uniform. And when you take a look at the top five leading scorers of all time, four of them at one point or another has put on a Lakers uniform. So it looks at it, when you look at it, LeBron James could realistically finish top three, maybe past Karl Malone, top two all time. And if he keeps playing five, six, seven more seasons, he could finish his career maybe number one on that list. That is definitely exciting to see. Now, some rumors that's going on around right now. Carmelo Anthony, well, it's not a rumor. Carmelo Anthony has agreed to part ways with the Houston Rockets. The key word there is agreed to, because as of right now, Carmelo Anthony is still on the Houston Rockets roster. I think he could potentially be traded after December 15th. It's when he is allowed to be traded. But there's some rumors going around right now that LeBron James could be trying to pressure the Lakers behind the scenes to go after Carmelo Anthony. Now, is this a good idea or not? You guys let me know in the comments. I don't think so. I think LeBron James right now, with the current roster, they are getting a lot better. They're one of the best teams in the Western Conference already. We see some dysfunction from Golden State. We don't know how long that will last. I think the Lakers just fine the way they are. Of course, if you make a trade, maybe you bring in another shooter somewhere else. But I think the Lakers are just fine without Carmelo Anthony. I think bringing them in will kind of disrupt the chemistry, disrupt everything you have going on. And we all know the Lakers struggle defensively. You bring in Carmelo Anthony, he's not going to help out that cause at all. So it's just a rumor. I hope it doesn't happen. But you guys let me know, would you like to see Carmelo Anthony with the Lakers or not, in the comments section. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. Of course, we will be back Monday. But if you want to stay up to date, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, The LeBron Feed, available wherever you get your podcast from. And make sure you check in with clnsmedia.com for all your latest news about NBA basketball, as well as some other sports on the website. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd. I will see you on Monday. Peace.